The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan Catcher on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
Georgia Love, a former bachelorette filling in for Hides this morning.
Yeah, and guys, it is that time of the year. One of the great shows is back on our telly.
This is the boss.
Now, it feels like about season 17, I think. I don't know what we're up to, but it is different this year. We've got a new coach, Guy Sebastian,
who's
joined The Voice this year. Yeah, so he used to be on X Factor. So if you think you've seen him in that kind of judge's chair, you have, but
which,
not
which
on The Voice.
Which one did he win? Or runner-up or...
Idol. No, no, he won Idol.
He was the original Idol, yeah.
Then he worked on X Factor and now he's on The Voice. So he's rounding out the three solid
things
shows.
Things are drying
up. Yeah.
Now, what's different about this year, apart from Guy Sebastian, is they've got a component called The Voice All-Stars. So we've got people who are
How did I miss this?
Xavier's just scoffed and nearly fell off his chair at the words All-Star. A term that's being thrown around a bit too loosely for his liking.
Well... one person in particular who is coming back as an all-star this year. Someone you might remember from the early 2000s. This guy.
Lee Harding, get around
Lee
it.
Lee Harding from Australian Idol fame of, I believe, 2005. He was, and probably still to this day is, the biggest crush I have ever had.
Really?
No way.
Are you embarrassed by that?
No, not at all. I'll own it till the cows come home. I loved him. I had framed posters in my room.
Have you met him?
No, I haven't met him, but a friend for my 18th got him to call me and wish me a happy birthday, and I nearly died.
Whilst you're talking, I'm Googling to see what Lee Harding looks like.
All right, so if anyone doesn't remember, old Lee Harding from when I loved him had blue and pink spikes in his hair.
And a lot of eye makeup, is that fair to say?
A lot, yeah, eye makeup, eyeliner, probably mascara.
Was it still
you were a real like punk rocker from the early 2000s.
I was going to say, I feel like he was... that was the emo time, right, when it was cool to be
emo,
and he was
but he was like a happy emo. Like, he sang Elvis songs and stuff. Anyway, I was in love with him.
Julian Assange is the first thing that comes up when I Googled him.
Lee Harding and then Assange comes up.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I found him. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, no. How could that possibly be a crush?
Okay, well, we can leave our judgment for
You've
later.
You've definitely
on
moved
segment.
On to better leave.
Now, I've been really excited to watch this season of The Voice purely for my nostalgia of Lee Harding. I've been excited to hear he's coming back. So I tuned in last night and I'm ready to go. And at the start, they had a promo that's kind of looking ahead to the season. And I nearly fell off my chair.
I've done that many times.
Yeah.
My ex-boyfriend's on it.
Oh, what?
No.
And real-life ex-boyfriend, not Lee Harding, who I would like to have called my boyfriend.
And not a bachelorette contestant.
Not a bachelorette contestant.
An actual.
In fact, a former The Voice contestant.
Oh. Was he an all-star as well?
For a while. So he's an all-star as well. He
I
was
need
on
the name.
Show in, his name is Matthew Garwood. People might remember him as the tattooed opera singer.
You like the bad boys.
The tattooed opera singer. That's the best slash worst description I've ever
so
heard.
So this show is perfect for him, right?
Oh, wow.
So he's got this beautiful classical voice. So when he was on the show a few years ago, he sang a song from The Phantom of the Opera. Beautiful. You know, they all turned around and they see this guy. Google him if you don't know.
I've got it. He's got neck tattoo, coloured tats all over, long hair. Wow. He looks like a bad boy.
So, now this was years ago that I dated him, many years ago.
Was he inked up as much back then?
Not as much. He had started on his journey to colouring in
his
armpits.
Yes.
But not as much. And he didn't have long hair then either. But yeah, I did date him for a little while and like it ended pretty badly. We're not on good terms. So I am furious that my watching of this show to live my nostalgia of when I was 16 and loved Lee Harding has been ruined by my bloody ex-boyfriend.
So you can't watch it? I mean, you've
no, I can't watch it.
They've got. Do they look similar? Are they similar?
I mean, they've got similarities.
Okay, so if anyone knows what my boyfriend, who's also named Lee, but my boyfriend now looks like, they would assume that's my type. He's very good looking, like athletic, beautiful man.
But he's also a clean skin, right? Like he's sort of clean shaven.
He's hot.
I went on a stalk and I'm very good at that. And I mean, he's very, very hot.
Yeah,
he's he is. Mad. But now people are going to think my type is weird emo punk from the 2000s.
Emo colored tipped hair with sweatbands. I mean, so, I can see it.
Well, we all go through phases.
Can I just remind everyone that I've grown?
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
13, 10, 60. What or who? We'll take what or who did you run over? Yesterday, I did the service yesterday. Georgia, I've got a young little gentleman called Theodore or Ted who's seven months old. So Em's doing her MBA at the moment and she's flat knackered, 3 weeks to go. So I am... in my spare moments, Ted and I go down to the park and we go looking at ducks. Really, that's our day. We sit in the park and look at ducks swimming in water.
Yep.
That's very cute. I love how stereotypical Sunday baby dad exercise that is.
Yep. Well, they call it. So I used to get up early on a Sunday morning and let Em try and sleep in. And I'd go to a cafe and they used to call it dad hour. You'd have all the dads like carrying kids in on their shoulders and stuff while mums were trying to get some sort of sleep in. But, so yesterday afternoon, I did a long shift and I father of the year sort of stuff, like really an educational slash.
So I keep saying.
You know, we're outside in the fresh air. We were talking about the freckled duck and all sorts of different ducks that were in the pond at the moment. I only know there's a duck called a freckled duck because I used to have freckles as a kid and they used to call me the freckled duck.
Are you sure they didn't just make that up?
I'm going to Google this.
No, there's a freckled duck. I promise you, there's a freckled duck. Anyway,
I'd loved if I Googled freckled duck and it was just a photo of you.
Came up.
Imagine that, actually. Jeez, I had some rough nicknames, didn't I?
What was it? Cheeksy?
Cheeksy. So I was Cheeksy there for a while, Georgia.
Why?
Well, the only time I ever got a kiss was on the cheek from girls when they greeted me. I never actually got to kiss a girl properly. Until I was 21. So that's a sad story, actually. Don't laugh.
Oh. Freckled duck.
Freckled duck Cheeksy. So anyway, yesterday afternoon I broke the chain and snuck off for a couple of beers in the afternoon to watch the A-League Grand Final. And I had my car keys on me. And I thought, you know what? I don't need the car keys. And I couldn't be bothered running back inside in case Em gave me another job.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I hide them outside, then she can ring me where your car keys, either under the tire. On top of the tyre, sorry.
Yeah.
And your car was
in the
on
driveway.
The
no, in the driveway.
Oh, that's really stupid.
Yeah. So anyway, so I've ducked down to the pub and I've nestled in, got my little cheese platter and stuff in front of me with a couple of schooners, and put my phone on the charger behind the bar. Sure enough, go back 25 minutes later, Em's rang multiple times, and instantly when you got a young kid, you're like, oh no, what's happened to Ted? Like.
Yeah.
Em goes, oh, good, mate. Just down at looking at ducks again. They went out to look for ducks in the afternoon.
Well, it's too much ducks.
And, well, when he just sits there and he doesn't cry because he's so thrilled with a duck in front of him, I mean, that is the go-to move. Wiggles and ducks. But she's like, oh, good, mate. I've taken the spare key. I don't need your keys. I said, no, my keys are on the tyre, on the back tyre. And she's like, nah, didn't see them. Sure enough, got home. My car key shattered.
Oh, no.
My device to get into work's shattered. My car key, my house key snapped. Everything is absolutely cooked. 13, 10, 60. What did you run over? Now, Georgia, during the break, I was having a conversation with you about, have you ever run over anybody or done anything like that? And you said, no, you haven't. But you did say something.
Yeah. So our next door neighbors growing up had a beautiful golden retriever puppy that they adored and loved was beautiful. Yeah, the mum ran over sitting in the driveway, backed out, heard this horrendous noise, and she'd killed her.
The guilt the fact that you did it would just hurt you for the rest of your
life. I had a rule with Em because Em's a bit blasé when she was walking Kevin, who's the private school Labrador as opposed to the public school Labrador. We've got a pansy and a tough one, but... she used to walk in without a lead on the side of the road and stuff like that. And I used to say, oh, no, I get it. It's cool. You're walking your dog without a lead. Where are we? Everyone's going to go, you've got that well trained. If he got hit by a car, I gave Em 1 hour to grab whatever she needed and move out. That was it.
You're a helicopter parent.
Do
you have a leash for Teddy?
No. The Ted can do what he wants. Just the dogs. The dogs are the firstborn. They're the firstborn.
Do you think people are walking their dogs without a lead because they think they look cool?
Oh, they're just a bit of a, oh, how good am I? absolutely.
No, it's just like, they're not pulling on your arm.
That.
Yeah.
Hey, no, oh, gee whiz, I've got this thing well trained under my control. It hasn't got a lead. Anyway, 13-10-60. What did you run over? Unlike me. Actually, I've ran over a human as well. That sucked.
But 13-10-60. How are you only just remembering this as an afterthought?
Yes. Yeah. So I was going in Melbourne down Racecourse Road, and it was a one-way. You couldn't turn right. So I was only checking traffic to the right. And then I flung out in sort of peak hour traffic and didn't check to the left because obviously no traffic was coming from the left.
But well, he says.
There was this zombie, quite done on the
big
drugs.
Night.
Yes. Ran straight over the top. Boom.
What?
Yep. No Are word you... of a lie. Police. Anyway, she took off.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah. I raced out the footy club. Then I had the police, everything. Yeah. I ran someone over.
I think you should get a lawyer.
Yeah. No, it's all sorted. It's all sorted.
Hey, well, George has worked in journalism as well. If it bleeds, it leads. That was definitely should have been your first story.
Yes, I forgot about that. 13-10-60, who'd you run over?
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Let's head to Banksia Grove. Lisa, I believe your sister ran something over?
Yes, she ran her husband over.
Oh, my God.
So she ran who over?
Pardon?
She ran who over?
Her husband.
Her husband.
Was it a Barney?
Yeah.
No. He'd got out the car and she was reversed into a parking space and caught him. I don't know how she caught him, but she caught him and literally both tyres went over the top of him.
Oh.
And he let out a high scream. She thought she'd run a cat over, so she put it into drive and drove over him for a second time.
Oh, actually over his entire body?
Over his leg.
And was there any injuries?
Yes, he's got plates and a rod and screws in his legs of it now. Oh. So.
And they're still together?
No, they're not.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
7 years after that.
Yeah. I mean, walking with a limp for 7 years.
Would grind your gears. You'd resent them for a fair while, you would have thought. Hey, let's go to Orange Grove. Isabella, what happened to your brother-in-law?
Oh, he ran over his son, my nephew.
Oh my
what
God.
Is happening? Why is everyone running over each other?
Yeah, and he turned 27 on Saturday, so he's a sturdy boy.
Happy birthday, I guess.
Now, was there any bad blood afterwards, or was there
a lot of in-law sort of stuff going on?
Yeah.
Here?
What was the fallout?
No, we were all standing there watching it, and we didn't know he was actually under the car till he came out. We thought he ran him over. It was like, and he ran off like nothing happened. It was like,
what was he doing? Like, why was he there in the first place?
Well, we thought of the kids were in the house.
Oh.
Obviously not. He was under the car.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure we realised he'd actually been run over, and we checked him out, and, yeah, he turned 27 on Saturday, and you wouldn't have thought that, would you?
You're right, mate.
Well, there you go.
Walk it off.
Made the 27 club for now.
Yeah.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Georgia, love filling in. Thanks for helping out this morning, Georgia.
Thanks for having me, guys. Nothing like having a chat and a giggle on a Monday morning.
Yep. Now, if you don't know Georgia, Georgia was the Bachelorette, what was it, 3 years ago now? 2 years
ago
now?
Yeah, 2016.
Which is interesting because last night Channel 7 did what I'm calling a big expose on behind the scenes of reality shows. You might have seen this being played all weekend.
I didn't sign up to have my life completely ripped to shreds.
They promised their experts would find Claire her perfect match.
That never happened. And I never met the psychologist until we were filming and I was already matched. Someone is going to die. That someone was very nearly me.
All right, so 13-10-60, we thought we'd open up the phone lines. If you have any questions about what happens on reality shows, give us a call. We do have a $100 voucher to give away to WA Fresh delivered as well, which Zave and I can vouch for with that moan that it is delicious. But Georgia, when you see promos like that, and I guess there's different variations of this sort of, you know, behind the scenes of reality show speaks out. It seems every couple of weeks there's someone saying something. What's your first reaction when you see this kind of thing?
It angers me straight up. I'll listen to them and I think, you know, obviously some of them are founded and all of this, but in general, it angers me because I think it's always the bitter people who haven't got out of the show what they wanted, whether that's a partner, whether that's prize money, whether that's Instagram followers. If people haven't got what they've wanted, then they start canning the show. And I think that's really unfair. Of course, everyone signs up to these shows for their own reasons, but there is no guarantee or promise that you're going to get that out of the show. That's the point of going on to it. That's the reality part of it, is that not everyone has a happy ending.
Do shows like Married at First Sight anger you? Because I think Married at First Sight is just a collection of bogans, to be honest, chasing Instagram followers.
I think it is too, but I think it has its place in entertainment too.
Entertainment,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. That, I mean, the viewers of that show go to show that. People want to watch this
the circus.
Trash. And
yeah.
It's not, as long as you know it's not real, this is what I believe about Married at First Sight, as long as you know it's not real, most of the cases, then you can just sit back and enjoy it.
Is there a bit of you know what you signed up for as well?
100%. I totally, totally believe that. And I put that back on myself. You know, if I'm still with Lee, who I met on The Bachelorette, but if that hadn't have worked out, or if, you know, God forbid in the future it doesn't work out, I'm not then going to turn around and blame the show for that. That's, you sign up for, and in my case on Bachelorette, going on a show to hopefully meet someone. There's no promise that you will. There's no promise of how you'll come across. You know, what you've said on camera is what they'll play. All these people that say they've edited me this way, they've edited me that way. Like, you've said the things. It just, yeah. It angers me when people sign up for these shows and then are surprised by what happened.
I always say that because I edit a lot of audio for my job here, and I always say, you can edit stuff out, but you can't edit stuff in.
Exactly.
So, if you
exactly.
said it, then you said it. Do we want to go to Hannah here? Is that
yeah, hit Hannah, mate.
All right, Hannah in Mount Hawthorne, you got a question for Georgia?
Yeah, so are you really scripted when you do, like, The Bachelorette? I can't say it. Bachelorette. Yeah. I can't say it.
I'll chop you near. The Bachelorette.
That's it, yeah.
There you go, Hannah.
I haven't had coffee this morning. I'm still tired from HBS, but are you, like, really scripted? Like, I guess you guys don't act like that. Like, I've met people from reality TV, and they're completely different to what they're on TV, especially, like, Married at First Sight. Like, I've met a couple of girls from there, and they're nothing like what they are on TV. So
yeah, right.
That's my question.
That's the thing too, Hannah. I mean, I can only talk for the show that I was on, and I will swear black and blue and look anyone in the eye, hand on heart, say none of my show, nothing that I said was scripted. Absolutely okay. Nothing. And, you know, I don't know about Married at First Sight. I don't know about all these. I don't even know about other seasons of The Bachelorette. If people aren't, you know, confident with what they want to say, they might ask for advice from producers. But all I know is that on my show, it was absolutely not scripted at all.
Did the producers, not strong arm you, but suggest that maybe this could be a good scene for a little bit of pashing and touchy-feely stuff?
Oh, no, I'm not going to let someone tell me if I can kiss someone. The only thing that the producers ever kind of like encouraged you to say, I think is probably the best way to put it, is, you know, if you thought, well, this is going to be the last time I'm going to get a one-on-one chat with this person before the next rose ceremony, like, what is it that you want to know from them to make your decision? And they might suggest, like, okay, you've had your first date, you've done the whole getting to know you things. Do you want to know what their, you know, 5-year plan is? And then I'd go, oh, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah, I better ask that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why people think it's scripted, because on a second date in real life, people aren't saying, so at what age do you want to have babies?
Yeah.
But on this show, you
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why I didn't pick up for so long.
Yeah.
I'd be the Blue Light Disco saying, righto, how many kids do you want? Let's get going.
Yeah. Well, just back to Hannah's question, though, even if it's not scripted, do you, Georgia, feel like yourself in real life versus what people saw on TV are similar or the same person or a little bit different?
Yeah, I was embarrassingly myself. I don't know if you remember this, Hannah, but I fell down the stairs.
Yeah, you're actually like, my favourite, yeah. I'm clumsy too. I'm very active. So I understand, like, falling over all the time.
Yeah, go sister.
I need to marry myself a paramedic. That's what I've been told, so.
All right, don't employ Hannah. She's a walking OH&S waiting to happen, I think. All right, 131060 is the phone number. If you have a question for Georgia Love, whether it's what happens on The Bachelorette behind the scenes, if it's about Osher, or what about life after reality shows, or any just personal things, hey, 131060, ask whatever you want.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Georgia Love is filling in for Heidi Anderson this morning. You might remember Georgia from being The Bachelorette a few years ago, now happily still together with Lee. Is that correct?
Yeah. And we were just saying this. We were chatting in the song about paparazzi and stuff, and the boys just asked me whether paparazzi followed me, and I said no, because I'm boring. We're just, like, happy and in love, and there's nothing interesting about that. So
yeah, shouldn't you be fighting each other and then dating other stars?
Well,
we just
heard that there might be a bit of fighting going on at home.
Well, interesting. Yeah, there's a nice little egg on George's head, supposedly from an accidental
headbutt. Yeah,
but anyway. accident.
131060 with your questions. Let's go to Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Now you got a question for Georgia?
Georgia, yeah. I only listen to Georgia. Big fan of the show. I was actually just calling. Georgia, what do you think of that firefighter guy, like Cam, I think it is, from WA? What are your thoughts?
Cam, I recognise your voice. Is that you?
Good morning.
Oh, you dag. Oh, Cameron Cranley, Perth local and contestant on The Bachelorette.
So were you two on the same season?
We were.
How far in did you get, Cam?
I don't know, Georgia, how far in did I get?
Number five.
I got number five, yeah.
Did you think it
was enough to meet everyone and get to know everyone really well, but not so far that I was the guy with the heartbreaker right at the end.
So Cam,
be
honest
with
us. Cam, did you think I've got this at any stage? Not as in terms of winning the competition, but in terms of, you know, that you and Georgia had something together?
After a single date, and there's a few times, I think a few of the guys were actually like that. They all kind of came back and like, guys, I'm so sorry. I've won this. Like, you probably don't need to be anymore. Like, we all kind of took our turn doing that. And then,
did you get a kiss?
I did.
This is so weird.
So, Georgia, can you tell us?
Honestly, it didn't play out exactly how it played out on TV. But
what do you mean? You know,
look, on TV, they made that to be one of the best, most epic kisses you've ever had in your life.
Hang on, was it not?
Oh, no, it was good, but it was very cold, and I had a runny nose, and I had that thing where, you know how your nose pushes against the person's cheek, and it has that squidgy noise? And, so that was going on for me the whole time. I'm sitting there going, oh, God, when's it appropriate to pull away?
So what you're saying is it looked like you were, like, really into the kiss, but you're actually rubbing your snot on my cheek.
Oh, look, all I could hear was this, like, squelch, squelch, as it was, like, pushing against your cheeks. My head was preoccupied, I think.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, if anyone was wondering why I didn't pick Cam, there's your answer.
Is that the actual... that was my next question. I'm like, can you give us a definitive answer right now, Georgia Love, why Cam was not good enough for you?
Oh, hang on. I didn't ever say he wasn't good enough.
Top five in Australia, that's a participation award.
If you've met Lee, I think you'd understand, guys.
Yeah, no, he's hot.
Yeah, he's hot as.
I had unfortunately fallen in love with Lee already. I'm so sorry, Cam.
Cam, call any time, mate. Appreciate it, brother. All right, let's move on into Thornley. Nicola, do you have a question for Georgia?
Hi, Georgia. My question would be, what would be the weirdest pickup line if you've had any?
Oh, my God. This is such a timely question because on the weekend, I was actually out with my best friend and a guy wrote me a limerick.
Oh.
What's a limerick?
It's a five-lined poem where it's like the first two rhyme and then the second two rhyme and then the fifth line goes back to the start. It's like this very specific type of poem.
Can you remember it off the top of your head?
No, I don't remember it, but I thought, because he's like, oh, I've written you a limerick, and I was like, oh, I'm sure you have. You've obviously brought this, like, in your pocket to give to someone. But no, it had my name in it.
Yeah, right.
And did you respect that, or were you, like, a bit creeped out by it?
I mean, it was super creepy, but also, like, kind of cool. And I was like, where did you get, because he'd handwritten it on a piece of paper. I said, where did you get the paper from? And so I just asked the girl at the bar. I just saw you, and I was inspired.
Oh, my God. Wow. Nicola, has anyone ever written a limerick for you?
No.
No. Well, I'll write one for you.
I would if I saw you out.
Yeah.
You don't want it. It's pretty creepy, Nicola.
Exactly why I'd do it.
All right, let's finish off with Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Todd.
You got a question for Georgia?
Yeah. First of all, Georgia, welcome to Perth Radio. From Ali's season of The Bachelorette.
Oh, Todd.
How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Is this Todd who was in the knight's armour, Todd, or am I thinking of someone else?
This is Todd who came here. This is Todd who got his heart broken.
Yep. Where'd you come, Todd?
I was runner-up, so I was last season's Matty J, unfortunately.
Yeah. So you're going to be this season's Bachelor or what?
Well, it doesn't pan out. It didn't pan out that way, but I think Matty Agnew will do a good job.
Oh,
yeah, that's on, the new Bachelor.
Yeah. It's already on.
Sorry about that one, Todd.
Yeah, so my question for Georgia was, obviously, you get, you know, roughly 15 minutes towards the end to have your final word with the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, and you don't get to ask all the things that you really want to ask, and having not heard from Ali since that day...
This is a counselling session.
Well, you question yourself, and I kind of wondered whether I was just dragged along towards the end because I did have that emotional side. So I guess my question for you is, were you ever kind of asked to bring anyone along for the ride?
Ooh.
Okay, so straight out answer for that in terms of talking about like the runner-up is no, absolutely not at all. So you 100% on your own for who's going to, you know, when it gets down to the serious stage. But when it's earlier on, when there's lots of people, they will ask you to kind of carry a couple of people along if they're giving them good content. So I think that, I don't think this is really particularly you know, surprising a heap of people, but when there's like the villain and obviously the bachelor or bachelorette wouldn't like them, but you keep them on because they're creating good content. But Todd, I promise you, you were not dragged along just for ratings or for the fun of it because you're emotional. And I'm so sad that that's ever even come into your head. And I hope that you're all right.
Oh, I'm definitely okay now, but it's just, I mean, you'd understand the process, I guess, better than anyone, but it's just a question of like, what if, and obviously I've heard through people that obviously what you've just said, people get carried along for the ride. And I always wondered whether I was ever one of those people.
Well, it was very much not that on my season. I really hope and think it wouldn't be the same. But if I can stick up for if I can stick up for Ali in any way, the worst thing I've ever, ever, ever done in my life is having to bring someone to second when I knew who I wanted to be with. And that's an awful part of the show. That you know going into that finale moment, I'm about to say these words that someone doesn't want to hear. It's really awful.
Hey, Todd, did you think you were the winner going into the last rose giving ceremony?
Yeah, the final ceremony.
Yeah, well, I definitely, obviously you could see from my reaction and I copped a bit of flack, even though I did get what I guess you'd call a good edit, that all my tears and my reaction was fake. So yeah. I 100% thought I was going to win. And I think, yeah, the footage that everyone saw kind of showed that.
Yeah, well, Todd, we've met each other a few times out and about at Perth Racing and around the track. And I can confirm.
You sound thrilled by that too.
I was always running. Hey, Todd. Todd's a really nice guy. Todd, are you still single at the moment?
I am. I was actually thinking of going into paradise. I probably wasn't in the right mind frame at the time to
do it.
Stay
out of there, boy.
Yeah, good call not to. Well, it's interesting because our producer, Daisy, beautiful girl who works with us here at Hit 92.9, she was a big fan of the last season of The Bachelorette, and she's with us now.
Hi. Hi, Todd.
Oh, my God. That's what you've got.
Is that your opening line? Are you joking, Daisy?
Yeah. Well, this is live. I'm nervous.
Well, go, run. Well, go just on. Quick.
Here's a chance.
Well, what do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm very well, I love corny pickup lines, just FYI.
I've got one.
Yeah, go.
What do you got?
If I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together.
Oh,
I'm sold. I'm sold. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie.
Now, Todd, Daisy's not here for to jump in and be a little nervous girl. What do you got to say, Daisy? Come on, spit it out.
I don't have anything to say. I was just saying.
Well, you're not chewing up time to do lines.
Well, I was just saying outside that I was like, oh, I really like Todd. I thought he was a really nice guy on the show. I'm actually getting a bit of a fangirl moment. And then now they've got me in here talking to you.
Well, Todd, do you think if we arrange something that you could would go out for a coffee with Daisy?
Yes.
Oh, look, I'm open to all possibilities, so it's yes for me.
Yes! Yes! Daisy, are we happy to do this?
Sorry, I've just my jaws hit the floor.
No, so yes, Daisy?
Yeah.
She's a real winner, Todd. I'll put my hand up and say she's a winner.
Yep. Absolute winner. Yep. Oh, that'll work out great. This is beautiful. I love it.
You've got the vote of confidence. Yeah. That's good.
I'm having when two people
are. No more words, Daisy. I don't want you to butcher it.
Yeah,
now.
Don't let him know too much about you. Yeah. All right. Well, Todd, hold the line, mate. We'll get some details. And this is great. I love when two nice people come together. This is beautiful. All right. Georgia, thanks for answering all of our questions.
Oh, look at that. Love by name, love by nature.
Ah.
Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan on Hit 92.9.